This is the New Standard Radio News Update for the week ending December 22nd. I'm Catherine Kump. Native rights activists and their supporters in northwestern New Mexico have formed a blockade on the Navajo Reservation at the site of a proposed coal-fired power plant. The Desert Rock power plant would be the third in the area, and critics say it would threaten sacred tribal land and exacerbate public health problems caused by air pollution. Ann Frazier is an activist with Diné Care, an indigenous rights group.
We have to have respect for the earth. We have to have respect for every living thing. And we can't be controlling over them or anything like that. So our people know that and understand that. And so that for these big companies to come in and do this, and our tribal leaders allowing them to do that is against the belief of the people.
Despite outcry from Native communities, the tribal government strongly supports the proposed plant, and the EPA has issued a preliminary permit for the project. The companies backing the project sought a court order to remove the protesters, but the blockaders say they will not move until their concerns are heard. Food safety activists are protesting the government's attempt to stack an organic food advisory board with corporate representatives from companies like Campbell's Soup, General Mills, and Phillips Mushroom Farms. The USDA designated three corporate appointees to fill seats that are supposed to be reserved for an environmentalist, a consumer advocate, and a scientist. The Organic Consumers Association said that Americans should be concerned with the appointees' industry ties because they'll be in a powerful position to help weaken or strengthen national organic standards. The U.S. Forest Service has decided to exempt long-term forest plans from review under the National Environmental Policy Act, also known as NEPA. NEPA requires government agencies to comprehensively assess the environmental impact of proposed actions, such as logging and road construction. Conservation groups say the rule change will drastically reduce public accountability in the management and development of forest resources. Marty Hayden is legislative director with the environmental law firm Earth Justice.
NEPA is about the government taking a hard look at the potential harmful impacts of its decisions on our environment. It's about ensuring the public has a role in that process and sharing adequate information with the public.
The rule follows other regulatory rollbacks and federal forest management policies. Environmentalists say the White House-backed reforms coddle the timber and oil industries at the public's expense. The EPA has issued exemptions that allow for the import and production of methyl bromide, a banned pesticide that depletes the ozone layer. The EPA phased out production of the toxic substance in 2005 as part of an international agreement, but allowed exemptions for industries that have a, quote, critical use for it. The U.S. currently has a stockpile of about 11,000 tons. Scientists have determined that methyl bromide can also injure the lungs when inhaled. Thousands of pretrial defendants in New Orleans are languishing in prison and being denied their right to an attorney. Hurricane Katrina devastated the city's already inadequate public defender system, and recently a court ordered the New Orleans Public Defender's Office to hire more attorneys or face a contempt hearing. The order was withdrawn after public defenders said they didn't have enough money to hire more attorneys. Critics, including Loyola University law professor Steven Singer, say the backlog is not just a result of the hurricane, but rather of years-old funding deficiencies and systemic design problems in the state's indigent defense system. Though the U.S. Department of Justice is aware that indigent suspects are being deprived adequate counsel, it hasn't remedied the situation beyond distributing grants to the office. The New Standard is a 100% reader-funded, independent hard news website. To read full versions of these stories and more, visit newstandardnews.net.